Hey, about time you come out of your hole. How you doing, Patrick? NZTR Spartanburg.
Doing good, Tom. How are you, Miss Bernice, today?
Great.
I'm Patrick.
Hey, Miss Bernice. Good to hear you today.
We're leaving over here. We went over to Sam's, and then let me turn this radio down in the background. The Golden Corral. Now we're taking some eggs down to Amy's house, our daughter, and rotisserie chicken for their dinner.
Those rotisserie chickens are pretty good.
All you gotta add is a little mashed taters and gravy and some green beans or something and some bread, and you got supper.
Shoot, I said Nate just that.
1 minute, Patrick. 1 minute. I'm up here by that upward sports complex, and until I get by it, I lose the repeater. But I should be coming out of it in a matter of a few milliseconds.
Busy.
Out of it. The other gentleman, go ahead.
ENC9V. Patrick, I just passed you a few minutes ago.
Hi, Leon. Go ahead and pick it up, Patrick.
My time for you to get off. You heading, where are you at now? You at the end of 290 already?
Just turn right on 25.
How many flagmen am I going to find up through here?
Two. They might be breaking them down. One of them I know will still be there. They're finishing up with their paving. You'll get all kind of tar all over that nice white truck.
Lovely. Go ahead, Tom.
Well, I wish they'd get that Gap Creek Road done up by us, but as far as I know, they still haven't. I think they pulled it all out when they had that hurricane come through and took it where they really needed it bad.
I'll let y'all get back to it. I just wanted to holler at Patrick there. I got my son on the phone. We're talking, so I'll let y'all go. Patrick, you heading up to the house?
Time for the day. Tell Dean to say hello.
Yeah, I got the radio.
A few miles. You just lose it entirely for a few blocks.
All right, you two doubled for most of that. So, Tom, I think you're saying you were going to be on somewhere to interfere with the repeater for a few minutes.
Go ahead. I didn't mean to double with you.
I put my son Dean on the radio. He's on the speakerphone in the car, and he heard Patrick direct saying hello. So, I think we turned the favor there, Patrick.
You be careful going up the mountain, and I will talk to you later. KO4HKX. Go ahead, Tom.
Nice there, Leon. I didn't note it. Sometimes that happens, though. Oh, we're coming up to that. What's the name of that little place up here? I don't know. There's a big. What is it? Yeah, it might be Lyman. Up past the hot dog shop there and through the little town there. Where they have a gun shop on the south side of the road, I know that.
It's not was there, Patrick. Y'all go ahead and carry on your conversation. NC9V, I'm clear.
He didn't know where the gun shop's at. Go ahead, Tom.
Remember that. Well, I've seen it there. I've only stopped there one time several years ago. Lyman Gun and Pawn, I think it is. So I can't tell you much about it. I never bought anything. But I did. You know, I got a nice box yesterday from Amazon. And Bernice just kept looking and looking at that. And I didn't tell her what it was. And pretty soon she come back. She says, I don't know what that is. That's what you get for being married 56 years. She can read your mind. And it was a .22 rifle scope.
Tom, it probably didn't take a whole lot. I mean, Southwest. Pretty easy to read.
In the box? Yeah, there's that. Lyman, Gun, and Pond. We're just passing it. Oh, but it's got the reticle in it. Patrick, you may have to educate me. It's more along the lines of you guys with the... Dadburn, I'm trying to get that sun visor hooked up. I keep missing it. It's got minute of angles in there, and I don't know what a minute of angle is at 100 yards is an inch, but it's got a bunch of in-betweens on it. And I've never had a scope like that. I just use a whole straight reticle or a fourplex or something like that. This one looks pretty sophisticated. It's made by a family up in Montana. It was really reasonable. Nothing like buying a Leopold or Redfield or something like that. So I'm kind of anxious to figure it out. I just put it in the safe, and I haven't even attempted to put it on yet. But it is pretty. It's 44mm objective on it. Even has a sunscreen.
A nice one, but I don't know a whole lot about MOA either. So maybe talk to Chris on that one. He can educate you or something like that, because I don't know a whole lot about it. I know what it is, but that's about it.
I'm going to have to make it an issue anyway, Patrick, with 22 shorts. But about like shooting a pellet gun. But it, minute of angle, like I said, is 1 minute of angle is an inch at 100 yards. And I always knew that, but I never did have a scope that had those increments in it. And I know a lot of the real high-dollar scopes, they got that in there. But at any rate, it'll be fun. But what I like about it is, instead of an adjustable objective, what you need for shooting close range, because all scopes, as far as I know, are parallax-free at 100 yards. You get real close, and you'll miss by quite a ways. And the parallax adjustment, or if you will, sort of a focusing adjustment, is on the left side, kind of like your azimuth and your vertical. Well, only this one's on the left side, and you can set the yardage on it. Kind of slick.
Take a look at that when I come by next time, and sounds like a pretty nice scope.
$59, I thought that was a bargain.
Really, really nice scope for that price.
A family thing, I can't remember the name on it, and I just been looking for months for one. Couldn't make up my mind. I got old cheap Bushnell on my other 22, but it's got an adjustable objective. But, I don't know. It's pretty cumbersome to adjust that, because they don't turn easy. They turn pretty stiff. And by then, the squirrels are gone. And this one here has just got click adjustments on the left side of it. It's pretty slick. It really is. We'll see. But how's your day been going? You been selling lots of stuff?
Today, business-wise, was a better than it has been in the last few weeks' day, so I'll say that. It's an improvement.
This is your mobile. Roger. Well, that's great. Nice to hear it, especially with the holiday coming up. We're going to go down here to this Vern Smith Parkway and cut across there and come out south of, or just north of GSP Airport. The Amy lives south of there, about another 5 miles, I guess. Yeah, it's a pretty nice ride out there. Yeah, I don't think I got to do anything with the birds today. I went out and gathered eggs this morning. And I didn't get a full house, but I got 9. So far, they're still laying. Tim's, she's just stopped, man. I mean, they ain't laying nothing.
Anyhow, they'll do that. side by side, and some of them, the one lay and one won't.
The older ones are probably 2 or 3 years old. About every few days, there's supposed to be 5 eggs there, because there's 5 chickens, and there'll be 4 and a half. And I don't know why that one hen does that, but it's just not a whole lot bigger than a marble.
She was the one laying all those ginormous ones when there at first.
And some biggins. Now, Bernice likes those to bake with, don't you, Mom?
Yes.
Certain things, she likes the big ones. But I'm still getting 2 big ones out of the mess every day. The other side, they're pretty much normal-sized chicken eggs, but they're dark brown, and they're really beautiful eggs. And they eat good, too, don't they?
I will attest to that. They are delicious.
The chickens that we ever had. I noticed we got a flyer from the chicken man the other day. He must not have sold all his, because he's got some that are like, 6 months old. He wants $45 a piece for them. Now, they'll be laying eggs, but that'll be a cold day when I give that much for one. It's bad enough to give 20 or 30 for them.
Guess he's trying to recoup some of the money he's had to put into them. So, but, and some people don't like to raise them from chicks, so they'd rather spend the extra money and get one that's guaranteed laying already.
Like you say, he's spent the money to raise them and put the chicken feed into them. And where's my turn at? It's on up, isn't it? All right, we're passing Gap Creek in 29 right now. And we're going to get into some traffic going home, but we kind of knew that. We wanted to get over to Golden Corral a little later so there wouldn't be a big crowd there. And it was really nice. Man, those waitresses and waiters, they never stop. They're just moving at all times. Good people.
Here, because the wife and I went out to eat Friday night, and our waiter was horrible. I said there's a whole meal with no water, and couldn't even get his attention. So, you know what he got.
Kept this lady, even though all she did was bring over some extra Sprite when we were sitting there, you know, and refilled our cups. But I told her, you're a nice lady and a hard worker, and I tipped her. And she really appreciated it. But all of them, they just going. And the food is great. I could make a meal out of their salad bar. And I'm not huge on salads, but I gotta tell you, they got everything but the kitchen sink there when it comes to a salad bar. And I love those buns with that honey butter on them. And it was just like $10.79 a piece. I mean, you can't beat a deal like that. They did give us a senior discount, but I don't know what that amounted to. They looked at me and said, well, you look like you're about 20, but I'll give you the senior discount, you know. Would you say it's for good looks? You buying that, Patrick?
They give Miss Bernice a discount for having to deal with the mentally ill.
That's one. Where's KP4CBA been? I haven't heard him on here in quite some time. I send him texts now and then. He must have defected to another repeater.
I haven't heard him on here since last week. I think I heard him out there, but a lot of times he's on during the daytime and I don't get to catch him in between stops, so unless I've got long drives, I typically don't jump in there.
You know, he's just on there from the time he goes to play tennis and the time he gets home, I guess, so you just have to be there when he's there.
The thing about a repeater and the ham radio is you never know who's going to come back to you when you throw your call out.
Cruise control here. It's different than my 2011 was. More buttons to push. And then it's got that thing you can set the distance from another car and all of that stuff. It's nice, but it's kind of a pain at times, especially when you're trying to see it and drive. We're passing the inland port.
Pushed home in. But Tom, Miss Bernice, I have arrived here where I need to switch vehicles, and I have some donations I need to move over. So I'm going to be out for a little while. Y'all be careful and good to hear you. And look forward to talking to you later on down the log. Pretty close now. 7-3.
Nice of you, Patrick. Kudos to you. And we'll catch you down the line. 04HKX and 0GR 73.